Blog Talk Radio.
We know what we've done to you. And we know what over 500 years we've put in your head. And we know how to utilize that. And we know how to take advantage of that. And we know how to take advantage of that.
And we know how to take advantage of that.
Christianity has been misused for hundreds of years to keep your people in subjugation. And I'm speaking now a reality that the history books do not record, but history does. Christianity was used because if I said, okay, you don't believe the way I believe, and Christianity is the best way to believe, so I'm going to take you, and it's going to be for your own good, honey. I'm going to take you, and I'm going to tear away everything about you and just keep your hands and your feet because they can help me. But I'm going to do this for your own good because I'm going to give you a God. Christianity has been misused for hundreds of years to keep your people in subjugation. And I'm speaking now a reality that the history books do not record, but history does. Christianity was used because if I said, okay, you don't believe the way I believe, and Christianity is the best way to believe, so I'm going to take you, and it's going to be for your own good, honey. It's going to be for your own good. I'm going to take you, and I'm going to tear away everything about you and just keep your hands and your feet because they can help me. I'm getting off. But I'm going to do this for your own good because I'm going to give you a God. Now, what does that God look like? The reality of it is when he came here, he didn't look like me. So what am I going to do about that? I'm going to make him look like me. So now I'm going to give you a God, but I'm going to do that in a way that is going to further me. So I'm going to give you a God that looks like me, so that when you bow down to that God, you're bowing down to me. See, so that we've done that. We've given your people a God that looks like me, so that you don't have any qualm about bowing down to me. See, because this is the image of God. I don't know of any sin that we've committed that's greater than that one. And we did it with the Bible in our hands when we were beating your ancestors for looking at us eye to eye, and we're quoting to them from this scripture. Even if we allowed them to have their own ministers, which there wasn't many of because we didn't allow them to read, but if we said, okay, you can have your church, this is my plantation, I'm going to do what I want with it, you can have your church. But then spies were sent, and those spies would stand outside the church, and that man would be beaten, perhaps killed, if he preached anything other than three sermons. And those three sermons were turn the other cheek, obey your master, and it's going to get better one of these days. God's going to take care of all of it. You're going to be in a happy place. Happy land. So put up with what you're putting up with now. We know what we've done to you. And we know what over 500 years we've put in your head. And we know how to utilize that. And we know how to take advantage of that. And we know how to take advantage of that.
And we know how to take advantage of that.
And we made your people preach that to your people. And it's still being done. It's still being done.
To witness old Jerusalem, most likely it would be a culture shock, far from Babylon. Mystery Babylon compared to our native land, it would be similar to a hooker hooked on heroin. It's comparable, its beauty and taste, the land that flowed with milk and honey, I dream of that place. And the fruit I would love to taste, what a shame our people just threw it away. The Olive Garden had nothing on our gardens, no pesticides to genetically modify olives, huh? It was indeed a beautiful society. Before the Romans, no taxes on our properties, no pollutions but incense blown in the breeze. Find me with my brothers catching fish in the Galilee. Fish in the Galilee. Me and my brothers catching fish in the Galilee. I will praise y'all and enjoy well water free of fluoride. No need for purification mechanisms when my throat's dry. Consume every meal with no fear of E. coli. Food is tampered with, you can still give a try. Can't count on my fingers how many people died for not eating right. When your body's shut down, it's gonna be a long night. They fill you up with medication without the education. Y'all's laws taught our whole nation. And who's teaching America? You can get a watermelon without the seed stuff. See, back in the land where we from, you could plant a vineyard and later give a stranger some. Jerusalem, every day was a Thanksgiving. Y'all gave to us a lot, who are you kidding? Our nation was something to behold until we lost our minds and Gentiles gained control. Now we here in Babylon, eating on Cinnabons. If you seen Abraham, you probably envy him. If you saw King David, you might run from him. Why don't you see yourself as one of them? She have high cheeks, oh, now I guess she's Indian. Sometimes Israelites can be their own little villain. Lying to their children. December 25th, lying to your children. Now back to the title of this song called Jerusalem. Back then, we were noble people, no tail-bearing, backbiting, a true brother's keeper. You wouldn't catch Yohanan smoking grass. He ate honey and locusts, and I bet he had a stash. Yeah, smoking that grass, killing all your brain cells, forgetting all your past. Give me some wine, and I bet I make it last. Breaking some bread with my brothers on the path. Doing what's good, cause I fear the aftermath. Living for Yah, so I don't drink of his wrath. And it's all good, cause I know he'll have my back. Psalm 91, I know that Yah have my back. Gotta stay the course. Focus on Jerusalem, forget about this whore. Gotta stay the course. Focus on Jerusalem. Gotta stay the course. Focus on Jerusalem. For
Shabbat Shalom, family. Shabbat Shalom, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, as well as your host and teacher, Georgia Johnson. Hey, family, today is the 1st of June, 2012, and we are going to continue our series, The Bible, in the beginning. Okay, family, we already did two shows. Speaking of in the beginning, this is a John Huston film. Okay, this made the motion pictures. It's known as a biblical classic. That's how you can find it in the classic department of the biblical shows. And we're going to just
prove isn't really biblical. I welcome each and every one of you today to join with us as we dispel the lies of a man-made religion called Christianity. Within this movie, we have been disproving many things that have been shown to our people that is not according to our Father's word, but according to man's word, a particular mankind's word. So, family, we're going to just continue on. I welcome everyone again. And I have a lot of information today to share with you guys. That's why I put it for possibly two more shows. And I think I probably will have to go that route. And we'll do another show tomorrow at 10, probably linking more into Abraham. Okay, Abraham. There's a lot of things that was said into the movie, a lot of things that weren't said. But if you had the opportunity, family, of watching the 1966 movie classic, The Bible, in the beginning, you had the opportunity to see all the deception. If you were able to open up your Bible and try to follow along, that was almost impossible. But as well as the images being changed, you know, we know that they took that out, the 1611 King James Bible, where it talks about the heathen took the book of the law and sought to put their images in there. And from there, family, that's all we've been seeing. So we're going to dispel more lies that was brought upon our people, the true people of the book, according to the Father's word, the Hebrew Israelites, not the Jewish serpents, and definitely not spiritual Christianity. So we're, you know, if you're a first-time listener, I ask you to join us. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Let's see what the Bible says, and then we'll see what man says. Let's see what our Father, Yahuwah, the Most High. You know, everyone in the Christian society says, hey, I love God, I love Jesus. Well, you better know what you're loving. Okay, you better know what you're loving. We bring these shows about to break those strongholds that religion has placed upon you, keeping you further from our Father's word. So, family, like I said, I welcome each and every one of you. Let me check out my chat line. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Okay, great. I see people out there. Hello, family. Hello, guests. If you're a first-time listener, I hope you went back and listened to show one and show two, where we broke down that there were two creations, as the Father's word says, not like man teaches. Not only were there two, but the Father had formed one from the dust of the ground, blew into his nostrils the breath of life, making him a living soul. That particular living soul is the genealogy beginning at chapter 5 of Yahushua. It started with Adam. And there's more breakdown for that, but you can go to the New Testament and see where Adam is listed in the New Testament along the lineage of Yahushua. What many fail to realize, and we're going to be kind of like hitting on a little bit of that today, is that there was always just one seed that was called. This one seed took the lineage to the next step, whatever that next genealogy was. Many people do not understand that the Father has always had a remnant. The Father will always leave one seed that is his to go on and carry out the family name. Examples would be when we get to Cain and Abel. There was only one, and it wasn't Cain. That was the seed of the serpent. We broke that down already as well. And I'm going to give you a little bit more proof on that today. By the time you get down to Ishmael and Isaac, he only called Isaac, take thy son, thy only son. When you get to Esau and Jacob, same thing. Jacob had all the blessings and covenant given to him. Jacob's name, family, in case you guys are in Christianity and don't know, when you read in the Bible and it talks about Israel, well, you can go back using precepts and find out that Jacob's name was changed to Israel. The Most High changed it to Israel. So when we talk about Israel, we're talking about the descendants. He had 12 sons, the 12 tribes of Israel, not a piece of land. Okay, so we have to break down all these strongholds to get to the truth. Now, we're going to continue on, family, and I have quite a bit of MP3s for you guys, and I'm going to be giving and sharing links with everyone who is on the chat line. If you're at home, I'll talk about it, but it will be in my notes. Okay, family. Now, what I want to do... Let me see. Let me just mention this, family. I have decided that we are no longer going to open up at the end of the show for questions and answers, because what we're going to do is the right way. You know, I spent a lot of time today preparing for the show, and I'm going to be tired when this finishes, trust me, because I haven't gotten off the computer today, and I've been on it for a couple of days now making sure that everything was correct for the show. So instead of me holding an extra hour, I would like everyone to start coming out to our Hebrew history book question and answer time, and then you bring your question. We're more than happy to answer all questions. We ask that you use that time to ask questions. I prefer you do that than write me a bunch of separate emails, okay? Because your question, you could better believe somebody has the same question. So instead of just me answering it 50 times, I want those questions to be bought for the show that is reserved, that is set aside, that is set apart for our people and those who want to sojourn with us, to where they can ask questions and get them answered, okay? And I'm going to do that for my shows from now on and hold those shows just for 2 hours. Okay, family, now I'm going to give you some information. We are talking about the John Huston-directed movie called The Bible. In the beginning, 1966, family, some of the characters that we're going to be bringing into play today, you're going to hear about Noah, and John Huston actually played Noah, okay? A lot of people don't realize that, yes, he was in the movie, okay? Abraham, I've always talked about it in my excuse me, in my past shows that I've done where I talk about this movie so much, you got to see it, you got to see it. Well, when you get down to Abraham, I always made the comment that they put the most satanic man they could find to play our father Abraham. And, you know, between today and tomorrow, you'll see just what I mean by that, okay? You'll see just what I mean by that. You see, family, it's not by accident that we are in the condition we are today. Even the children, the men and the women, okay, of the Most High. He's waking us up now, and now we're seeing it for what it is. We're understanding, our eyes are open. But in order for them to keep us in a perpetual state of being destroyed as a nation, these movies and the teachings of our history book and all the pictures provided and all the I don't call it a conspiracy, but it is a conspiracy. I call it the dumbing down of the people, hidden knowledge, things that were done in the dark. Those things have been able to keep our people destroyed as a nation. But the Father told us in Ezekiel 37, the dry bones are waking up, and he is consistently waking us up, family. So when we bring forth this information, you should thank Yahuwah for it. Thank him that he is opening your eyes even further. If you are sitting in a religious institute now, hearken to the Father's word. Understand what was done to our people, and let's wake up. Now, I'm bringing this movie forward only because there's so much in this movie. And like I said, if you have not listened to part one and part two of The Bible in the Beginning, go back and listen to those shows and get some understanding. All right, family. Now, this John Huston. You know, I had to do a little bit of research on the man because I always like to do that when they bring forth movies like this. Now, to get you started here, John Huston, for those of you who may not have ever seen the Bible and this newer generation that might not be looking at any classics, any 1966 classics, if you want to know who John Huston is, family, all you got to do is go to Lord of the Rings. Go to Lord of the Rings, okay? You will see him as the wizard Gandalf. That's who John Huston is. That is John Huston. He played Gandalf. Now, I got a little saying from this wizard. It says, a wizard is never late, nor is he early. He arrives precisely when he means to. Now, that was taken out of one of their films. Now, I know you remember that. But just to get a little bit of information, family, on this John Huston, I'm going to give you guys, this is taken from IMDb, and this is the database for the movies. I'm going to give everybody on the chat line the link where I'm reading from. Hey, I just got to share with you just a little bit of information. It's always good to get a little background on the mankind that is making these films. Okay, when you go to the database, you're going to see John Huston. And what I found very interesting about this particular clip, okay, it says, now, like I said, the serpent, the trail of the serpent is always there. Okay, for John Houston, it shows us that he was born in 1906 in Nevada, Missouri. But where did he choose to go and retire his life at? Well, look at it. He died, or shall I say his death, it says that he was in Middletown, Rhode Island, USA. Now, the reason why I pick out Rhode Island, because all that's east, okay? Not too far from New York. When you guys remember us doing the Willie Lynch, remember they were in the lower parts of New York and all over. They migrated from the, what was it called? Oh, it's the tip of my brain. Oh, where they were making the rum. I can't think of the place right now, but we talked about it. The whole point is it's very interesting that he should pick that specific area. Now, I'm not going to go too much into him because I do just have a little couple things I want to say about him. It tells us in his mini biography, it says, an eccentric rebel of epic proportions, this Hollywood titan. Now, everybody knows that they put the titans with mythology, but we know that they were just hybrids. That's all a titan was. But it says, this Hollywood titan reigned supreme as director, screenwriter, and character actor in a career that endured over five decades. Now, that's a long time. That's a long time, family. It's just a 10-time Oscar-nominated legend. And go back to those words in Genesis 6, what they became, men of old, men of renown, how they set themselves in positions apart. Just go back to and really understand what all that is talking about in Genesis 6. There were giants in the earth in those days and also afterwards. Okay, so we read that he was a legend and he was 10-time Oscar-nominated, that's what he was for film. Now, it says that he was of Scottish and Irish heritage. Okay, his name, he was born John Marcellus Houston. Now, I did I can't remember what show that was, but I did a show where I gave the information on the Jewish people. And when I read it, there were certain names that would come up. And you could quickly identify the Jew. One of the names was Miller. The other one was Levy, okay? What they told you was usually you'll get a breaking down or a derivative of the name. I did another show where, what's this? I can't even think of these people's names. But Frank Spritzmeyer, that's his name. Fritzmeyer. I can't think of his name, but you know the guy who wrote the 13 Bloodlines? I'm speaking of him. I don't know why I can't think of this man's name, but anyhow, him. He talked about it in his clip where he was bringing out the 13 Bloodlines, and when he started going on about the Jews and so forth, he was saying that one thing about them, he said, is many of them came over to different areas, wherever they went to. Specifically, we're going to talk about America. And when they came up to America, they used the name Miller. One of the things about it was they used other names as well. And how you know them is because their name is usually a derivative of the name that would locate them as being a Jew. Well, we know that it says that John Houston's name was John Marcellus Houston. Well, I did a little searching, as I always do, and you're going to find that his father's true name was Houston, H-O-U-G-H-T-O-N, Houston. Wait a minute, I'm getting it wrong. Hold up a second. Walter Houston was his name. Walter Houston, I'm sorry. But his true name by birth, and all you got to do is hit up on that link, Walter Houston. And I believe I got it out of this section. I might have got it out of another section. Okay, I think I got it out of another section. But it's spelled Houston or Holston or something like that. It's a different name is what I'm saying. It's a derivative. It's not Houston. It's they changed the name. They tell you when you go look them up in Wikipedia or whatever you want to do, look up Walter Houston or even look up John Houston, okay? And they will give you who his father is. Go look it up. His father, then he'll tell you that he changed his name. Now, why they got to change the name, I don't know. What many people don't realize, too, is John Houston, he had a daughter. His daughter is Angelica Houston. Now, both of those, the whole family, but basically the son, John Houston, and Angelica Houston have made many, many movies that, if you really know what you're looking for, they're very satanic. very satanic. They had a finger in a lot of things. One thing that Angelica Houston played that is called The Witches. I don't know if you've ever seen that. It's like a kiddie type movie talking about witches and how they change little kids and the smell of the kids, and they would shapeshift in the movie. Hey, you got to go see it. But anyhow, that's his daughter, Angelica Houston. She dated Jack Nicholson. We know about Jack Nicholson. He played in The Witches of Eastwick. I mean, it's like they're all just, how do they all know each other like that? And they all dating each other, but they all have the same background is what I want to get you to see. So this John Houston, if you keep reading on there, you're going to find out that it wasn't until after, let me find my notes again. Hold up a second. I got to get back to the getting back. Let me get back there. It tells you that, let me see if I can find it. What you're going to find if you read a little bit about him, they give the movies he made and so forth, but it tells you that he didn't really make his big Broadway until his wife died in a car accident. Then his whole, everything started to change and skyrocket. Now, the only thing I thought of when I was reading, I said, well, that sounds like a sacrifice. But, you know, hey, I'm just throwing it out there for you. You do a little research on your own. You get the understanding. But that is the director as well as the Noah who is played in the movie The Bible in the beginning, John Houston. So, you know, it's good to get a little bit of background on these particular characters. Now, the last few shows that we've been allowing you to hear, we have, I think, more than proved that when you get to these Hollywood movies, you need to use discernment because it's only through the English language, the pictures that are portrayed to us over and over and over again, as well as the music. It's like a subliminal message, or, you know, if you don't want to call it a subliminal message, call it word and music association. I found that in this particular clip that you guys are going to be hearing in a little bit, a lot of the music still stems from, it's like it all has the same tone, overtone, you know, and maybe, you have to have an appreciation for music maybe to hear it. But when they did Schindler's List, the show Schindler's List, we know that was a Jewish movie, but they put all that music and showed you the poor, and I'm going to call it for what it is, the poor, pale, little Jewish people, you know, all the hardness they went through. And now every time they make one of these films, they keep putting that same little savvy, little poor, little Jewish people music on, you know. And now you're associating, when you hear that type of music, all these poor Jews. Well, in this movie, they do the same thing because it's a combination of the English language, the lies of the depictions of the pictures of the people who are not according to what the Bible says, but they show you these Caucasian pictures in the movie, and when they play the music and you see it going on and all, you can kind of get a connection between the Jewish lie and, Edom's lie, I call it, really, Edom's lie. And this music plays something with your mind. If you really watch the entire movie, I had to do a lot of editing, family, because there's a lot of music in there. There's a lot of music. When you hear certain music, you know, even today, I used to go to those little ballets. We used to have that in school where if you did well, they let you go to the ballet on Friday. I used to always go to there, and I always noticed the music. Something about the music, you know. I can't tell you what it was, but when you hear certain type of music, just like in Eyes Wide Shut, you felt demonic. Okay, but you also realized that that was a Latin mass said backwards, going back to the church. So you hear the same type of music and this association. And in a way, if you all you're getting is that the Holy Father and the holy people, and you see Caucasian white, you constantly hear this music, you go to church, you hear this music, you go here, you hear this music, you watch a show, you hear this music, pretty long, if you see an Afro person, they'd be like, well, he ain't supposed to be there. What are you doing in that movie? Unless he's a slave, right? When you hear the drums, then you think of our people, and they call us Africans, which we know we're not. That's the Hemetic lineage. We're the Shemetic, okay? But you hear these drums and all this stuff. Oh, now you can put us in a picture, and yeah, we're supposed to be in that one. But when you hear this, they call it angelic music. They call it a movie of the Father, heavenly music. But family, it's through the music, it's through the English language, is through the imaging, the spacing of the movies, and they've done it to every single one, that our mind is corrupted to the truth of what the Father says, his word. They're still doing it today, but they've changed their technique. They tweaked it a little bit, you know, and it's what you call 2012 more modern, but it's still the same thing being done. And I'm going to show you that within one of the clips that we have today. I want you to see the perception and why it's so hard for our people to come out this mind control state, because a lot has been done. I mean, they've had a lot of time, like the woman told you. We've had a long time to do this to your people. And our people, we know what we've done. So I say that. I know people get upset when I say that, but it's the truth. It's the truth. I'm not picking up lies just to bash any nation of Gentiles. I'm not doing that. I'm trying to show our people first, and then hopefully you'll get understanding to it, coming to the truth of the Father's word. But I have to show you these things, okay? Got to show them to you. All right, let me go, family, to the first MP3. This is going to the Children of Eve. Now, I'm going to play, it's only like 36 seconds, okay, but I want to play this for you guys. I want you guys to get the understanding of what has happened within our history book. Why is it that when we try to tell our people the truth about what the Father's word says, they just can't get it, or they're ready to defend it and say we're lying to them? But this particular movie, the beginning, the Bible in the beginning, is all right there. So, the first clip that I would like everybody to listen to is, it's like 36 seconds, but just take a listen and then we're going to discuss it.
I have made them men from the Lord God.
Thy name should be called Cain. And the meaning of Cain is possession. Eve again bare a son, and his name was Abel, which means breath of life. And the children of Eve grew to be men.
All right, family, that was it. Now, you might not have picked up on it, and I played it that way without telling you, because I want to see if your eyes are fully opened. What they told you was, you know, we understand that there was serpent seed in there. We understand that that's what Genesis 3:15 is speaking about, that enmity between those two seeds. We know that Cain murdered, as they would like to say, his brother. But, hey, it told you something at the end of this clip. At the end of the clip, it said these were the children of Eve. Now, the reason why I point that out to you is because when we were going through the word brother, okay, when you look up the word brother, I don't have it in front of me. I'm just going to talk about it a little bit. But it'll be in the show notes. If you understand, when you look up the word brother in the Strong Concordance, it will tell you it could be the brother, two children who are in the same family with the same father. But then if you go to the lexicon and keep reading, it'll tell you it's the same mother but different fathers. So I found it interesting that these, and I'll put a quote-unquote brothers, it said that these were the children of Eve. So who was their daddy? Who was their daddy? You see what I'm saying? We know just by what the Father's word says in our history book, known to the Gentiles as the Bible. We know that it says that Adam, his lineage should have had Abel in it. Okay? Because Abel was the righteous one. Cain was the murderer. Cain had his genealogy in Genesis chapter 4. Okay? He was a serpent seed. We know that Seth came later and replaced Abel because Cain had murdered him. So when we're talking about the children and we're talking about these genealogies, you're going to have the father heading it, and then it's going to trickle down and tell you who are the offspring of the father. Now, Cain, he's not in Adam's, because we know that the Most High said he formed Adam. It's hard for people to understand that word God in Genesis 1:26-27, speaking of angels. Okay? It's hard for people to understand that this serpent really was an upright being that could shapeshift, seduce Eve. So when you look and it says, I have gotten a man from the Lord God, and in the clip I think she says, I have made a man from the Lord God. Okay, when people look at that, they don't understand that. Well, who was the first one that came out? Whose father was it? Well, you got to go back and understand that Eve was already pregnant in the garden. The father, they covered their naked parts because there was a sexual sin done. And then when they came out, the father, actually before they came out, the father put the curse on them. He said, the serpent, get on your belly. Now, get off your feet, get on your belly. He told the woman that during her childbirth, okay, during the childbirth, that she would have a lot of pains and, you know, be sorrowful during the childbirth. And then afterwards, it tells us in Genesis 3:15 that the Father, the Most High, is going to put that enmity between two seeds on the earth. So it's letting you know one of the seeds is going to be from the woman, which is Adam's woman, his wife. The other one is going to be the child of the serpent and Eve. So it lets you know that Eve was the mother to both of those children, but the fathers were different. That's why you got to break down the two, Genesis 4, genealogy, and Genesis 5 genealogy. It's laid all out. Many people don't understand. So when they say the children of Eve, not necessarily did they have the same fathers. I just wanted to point that out to you guys. I'll let you listen to it again. That's only 36 seconds, okay? Now listen to the very end, how they let you know in the movie, because they know that Eve was the mother to both of those children, but the fathers were different. Now take a listen, quick listen.
I have made a mess from the Lord God.
Thy name shall be called Cain. And the meaning of Cain is possession. Eve again bare a son, and his name was Abel, which means breath of life. And the children of Eve grew to be men.
Okay, you heard the children of Eve. It didn't say the children of Adam and Eve. It said the children of Eve. So that's just something that I want to throw out at you. And that's why I say when you listen to these shows that are not our Father's word, but they are man's word, the one particular man will throw, mankind will throw things right in your face. They do it today. People call it conspiracy theories, symbology, and symbols and things like that. Well, it was in the movie, too. We just didn't know any better. But when we get to the Bible and understand what our Father's word says, and then when we listen, we say, well, shoot, they were trying to tell us that right here. You know, so it's right out there in your face, family. I just want to share that with everyone. We're going to go on to the next one, family. And I hope that everyone is out there. And let me just check. I want to make sure that everybody can hear me clearly. Shalom, 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 family. I'm looking at you guys. I'm looking at you guys. How are you guys doing today? I hope everyone is feeling very blessed to be able to come together on our Shabbat, where we bring the truth of our Father's word to light and dispel the evil, whereby we lift up our Father. So hallelujah, Yahuwah, and welcome. All right, family, let me get back to my notes. I'm going to be giving you guys different links and different things. I'm going to first give you guys the link to Genesis chapter 6. If you're at home and you want to open up your Bibles to Genesis chapter 6, because we will be going into that a little bit, okay? Now, the next clip, family, the next clip that we're going to bring is going to be speaking of Genesis 6, okay? It's going to go into Genesis 6. I want you to tell me if you hear anything about the word giants, and then I want to share something with you, which you may not be aware of. But I'm playing it. I'm trying to let a little bit of the music play this time so that you guys can get a feel, okay? And it's like when a person is blind, the senses come more alive. So if you are at home, you just close your eyes and listen to what is being said. It's like you can get it better. If your eyes open and you're busy looking at all kinds of things, you're distracted. But if your eyes are closed and just listen to what these people are actually saying. Now, when you, of course, they put their visuals on it, it gives your mind more distractions and make you believe a lie. So I just want you to hear and listen to what they said, especially listen if they talk about some doggone giants in this film. Now, this is supposed to pick up basically from Genesis 6, you know. Make sure I got them in order the right way. You're going to hear, we're going to pick up where Cain went to the land of Nod and so forth, and his wife and all that. But let's just listen to this. Is only 2 minutes and 34 seconds. Very important, though, that we look at this stuff. If you feel comfortable at home, just close your eyes for a second and listen. Listen to what they're saying, okay? And then we're going to get to the scriptures. Okay, family, here we go.
My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and everyone that findeth me shall slay me.
Whosoever slayeth thee, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. I set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him shall slay him. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord, and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare a son. And in the generations of time, when his seed began to people the earth, there were born men who were apt in knowledge and craft, as Jabal, the father of such as dwell in tents, and of such as have cattle. And they made vessels out of the earth, jars and pitchers, by the skill of their hands. And Jabal's brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and play music. And Tubal Cain also, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. And they learnt the secrets of the ground, that it should deliver to them its fullness and strength. But the knowledge of good and evil is in all the people of the earth. And God grieved in his heart that men followed the way of evil, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. The earth disclosed her blood, and no more covered her slain. The deed of Cain was multiplied 1,000 times. And God said, I will destroy man, whom I have created, both man and beast, for it repenteth me that I have made man.
All right, family. Now, that was a little bit of Genesis 4 leading to Genesis 6, but I don't believe we heard anything about giants there, and I'm going to tell you why that's important. First of all, I just gave everybody a link to Genesis chapter 4. So if you're at home, go ahead and open up to Genesis chapter 4, and then I just want to open up. Let's see. Let's read from verse 12. We're going to get a little understanding here. Everybody go ahead and open up, and go ahead and open up that link, Genesis chapter 4. I'll give you a couple seconds here. All right, now when you go to Genesis chapter 4, we just heard Cain and the father talk to Cain about what he had just done. He had just murdered Abel, okay? He had just murdered Abel. He put a mark on Cain, and we know that in the movie it shows you that tree, which is the knowledge of good and evil, whereby it represents Satan. So the mark is already on him. It's just that many of the people sitting in TV land may not have realized it. But the mark was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which was Adam and Eve was told, don't partake of that, which we know Eve did partake of that. We know that she, from Genesis 3:15, there was the serpent seed and the woman seed, to whereby the mark on Cain, they show you in the film, was the tree. Now, that's the symbolism they give you in the movie. Okay, by the time you get down to Genesis chapter 4, we're going to pick up at 12, it says, thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. Now, this serpent seed was always a vagabond in the earth. They were not given any particular land, not like the lineage of the chosen, whereby you start from Adam and work your way forward they were given land. They were given the land of Canaan, okay? But Cain was not given any land. So Cain tells us in verse 13 of chapter 4, he said to the father, "My punishment is greater than I can bear." Verse 14, "Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that every one that findeth me shall slay me." Now, all we've heard up until this point, if you're reading the Bible, and if you watch the movie, they don't show you about nobody else out there, okay? But we know by reading the Bible in Genesis chapter 1, the six-day creation, who wasn't given the breath of life, who was told to go ahead and multiply, that were made from the angels, the male and the female, not Adam formed by himself in Genesis 2 that was placed into the garden. We're talking about the ones that were put in the earth already. Many people don't realize that is where Cain went to get his wife. There were people out there, family. There were people out there. So why do you think he would say that if anyone findeth me, they shall slay me? Because there were people out there. Don't say that he took his sister, or whatever it takes from the Apocrypha, and said he took his wife and his sister as wife and you know, went with her and knew her and had children. Don't say that. It does not say that. The Bible reads that he went to the land of Nod. That's where he found his wife. Because if we go, and I'm going to keep reading it, just so you understand it. It says that in verse 15, "And Yahuwah said unto Cain, Therefore whoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And Yahuwah set a mark upon Cain, lest any find him should kill him." So he had the mark of whatever was out there so that he would not be recognizable as one of the fathers, because the angels had already had their children out there. The father said it was good for what they were created for. Not that they looked or were us or did, had any resemblance of us, because we were created in the image, or shall I say formed in the image from the dust of the ground to look like our Father in heaven, Yahuwah. Okay? What was already created out there, and the movie shows you some dusty, like light brown sand, and of course they have blonde, blue-eyed Adam coming out of that, which is very unbiblical, and it's a shame. For those people who get mad because I say this, it's a shame. It's downright repulsive that they would put that lie into the movies and keep putting forward a picture of Caucasian Jesus. It's disdainful. It's just awful. Let's just say that. Make it easy for everybody. It's awful. They shouldn't have put that there. Okay, but that's what they have done. So when I come forth and tell you the truth about what the people look like, who they look like, and so forth, people get upset. The father had a people. It never said that he totally did away with his people. So let's go on. It tells us here that verse 15. Okay. He put a mark on Cain so that if anyone should find him, that they would not kill him. You know, and if they did kill him, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. Verse 16, "And Cain went out of the presence of Yahuwah and dwelt in the land of Nod, east of Eden." Remember, Adam and Eve were placed in that garden. They were already in that particular area. So all Cain did was went east of wherever the spiritual kingdom of Eden was, okay? And this place was called Nod. But there were people out there, because he said, if any man finds me, they're going to kill me, okay? He said, at least if any finding him, okay? Now, the world would probably say, oh, they talking about wild animals. No, because, see, it already told us that he's going to get him a wife from there. Let's pay attention to what the Bible says. So it tells us in verse 16 that he went out of the presence of Yahuwah and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. Verse 17, "And Cain knew his wife." Well, where did his wife come? Well, there were people out there. She conceived. And if you listen to what they tell you in the film as well as what you read in the Bible, you're going to find out that first person that he bare was Enoch. We know Enoch's in Adam's genealogy. A lot of people say, see, they're brothers. No, but that's not the same Enoch. That is not the same Enoch as we are going to be hearing about when I go into some further information dealing with Noah. Not the same Enoch. But it says that in verse 17, after he knew his wife, which meant it was a sexual union there, just like when Eve knew her husband Adam, there was a sexual union whereby the son of Adam and Eve, which was Abel, he was born. Well, right here, we're hearing about Cain knowing his wife. And it says this woman conceived. So she bare Enoch, and he built a city and called the name of the city after the name of the son of his son, which was Enoch. This was Cain. We haven't even gotten to Genesis chapter 5 yet, let alone family. I want to give you some more information in a second. I don't want to over-talk myself here, but you're going to find out. Just keep in mind, where is Seth at during all this? Just keep that in mind when you listen to the story of the Bible in the beginning. Okay, so it says that he built a city. He was the first master builder. Okay? Remember that we were people of the land. We were living off the ground. That's what our people were, plain people. Okay? Many people who read the Bible should know that. That's the easy given one. Okay? But this one right here, he went and he built a city. And he called it the name after his son, which was Enoch. Okay, it says, I'm not going to go through all the names, but what you should understand is when you get to verse 21, or let's go to 20, it talks about the sons and their children. What you're going to hear in this film is they're giving you the genealogy of Cain, Genesis chapter 4. It tells you about Jabal and Tubal-Cain and things like that. Well, if you understand, it says, verse 20, it says, and Adah bare Jabal. He was the father of such as dwelt in tents, as of such as have cattle. And his brother's name was Jubal, and he was the father of all such as handled the harp and the organ. What you need to understand is these are, they put the tents in there, and then they show you that the harp and the organ, and we know that we were not dealing with organs, nor were we dealing with the harps. But this is what the serpent seed definitely dealt with. They tried to get in there with the tents, but basically we'll find out later on, and I don't think I'm going to do it. Well, this movie kind of talks about it a little bit, but they'll show you how they were living in caves, basically. We know that history reflected as well as the Bible teaches it later in Genesis. But for the time being, you got to know that they throw these things in there to confuse you. But yet and all, this was Cain's genealogy. This was the union of the serpent and Eve. Okay? After all, it did say that Eve was the mother of Cain and Abel, and that's true, she was. But the fathers were different family. So we're going to hear about, it talks about, she also bare in verse 22, Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. The sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. Now, I'm just going through 22 because the artificer in brass and in iron, when you get to the book of Enoch, it talks about the children of the angels were taught how to handle and how to use the stones, the fine stones, the minerals, the metals, and things like that to make weapons of war and other things. So I don't recall anywhere in the Bible where the Father told his people to live in buildings. You have to build. Our people were tent people, nor were they working with harps, nor were they, handling, what else? They just weren't building anything. They weren't handling the harp and the organ. If you go to the first book of Adam and Eve, or actually it was in the second book of Adam and Eve, you'll understand that Cain, his lineage was dealing with Satan, and that they were using music to seduce, to do actual, it was actual magic, and using wine and things like that, liquor. But just so you get that understanding. Now, what we just heard, and this was number two, I'm going back and forth here, family. Hold on tight. We talked about the Cain of the Cain's wife, and then they went to Genesis, but they overlooked the word. When you get to Genesis 6, go to Genesis 6 now, family. I gave you guys the link. Just from the clip you've heard, I'm going to play this one more time only because I've done a lot of talking. But listen to it and tell me if you hear anything about giants. They didn't show you giants in that movie, first of all. That's not what you saw. That's not what you saw. But listen to this clip one more time, and then we're going to get to some hot nitty-gritty stuff that you need to know. Okay, it's only 2 minutes long, so take a listen one more time, please.
My punishment is greater than I can bear.
Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And everyone that findeth me shall slay me.
Whosoever slayeth thee, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. I set a mark upon him, lest any finding him shall slay him. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord, and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare a son. And in the generations of time, when his seed began to people the earth, there were born men who were apt in knowledge and craft, as Jabal, the father of such as dwell in tents, and of such as have cattle. And they made vessels out of the earth, jars and pitchers, by the skill of their hands. And Jabal's brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and play music. And Tubal Cain also, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. And they learnt the secrets of the ground, that it should deliver to them its fullness and strength. But the knowledge of good and evil was in all the people of the earth. And God grieved in his heart that men followed the way of evil, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. The earth disclosed her blood, and no more covered her slain. The deed of Cain was multiplied 1,000 times. And God said, I will destroy man whom I have created, both man and beast, for it repenteth me that I have made man.
All right, family. Now, that was just the clip of no Nephilim being mentioned. Okay, now, what you should understand, family, is what they have done is, because this movie is not accurate according to the scriptures, they have jumped down from Genesis chapter 4, once again, leaving out totally the lineage of the Most High's people. Okay, that'd be chapter 5, that would be the woman's seed spoken of. They just gave you Genesis chapter 4, which is the serpent seed, Cain's lineage, okay? And they tell you what they were learning. They were learning the secrets of the ground. Well, what are these secrets? Where do these secrets come from? That's where you have to go back to the book of Enoch to get an understanding what the angels were giving their children. Okay, they were giving them these secrets of the earth, how to do witchcraft, how to make metal weapons of war. And why was there so much corruption on that earth? You know, you got to go back to that book, which is the book they took out of the 1611 King James Bible, along with many others. So I wanted to point that out. What they did was they jumped straight over from telling you about Cain and his sons. That's Genesis chapter 4. They jumped straight over to Genesis chapter 6 and picked up after the speaking of the angels mating with the daughters of men. Now, why would they do that is what you should be asking you. So why did they skip over Genesis chapter 5? Well, because, see, if they got to tell you, when we know, when many of us at home read the Bible and we see these same names, we kind of like notice, well, we've seen that name before. We just keep reading because many of us just want to get through it. These long genealogies, let's just get through this. Okay, a lot of people do skip over these genealogies. So if you're not paying attention to what the Father's Word says in these genealogies, you'll miss it. You'll miss that Cain was not just a murderer. Cain was from the seed of the serpent. That's who Cain was. When he went out to the land of Nod, he built a city named Enoch. He was a master builder. These are all hints to the lineage of the serpent. It was in the movie. If you watch the clip, they show you all this wickedness with red and black. It was a red and black scene. It just looked very foul. They were putting people on altars and sacrificing them to the gods. Okay, but what they did was they completely left out the father's lineage, okay, his people, starting with Adam. Also, this is where Seth comes in. Seth is a replacement for Abel, who came killed, okay? Now, I allowed you guys to listen from this one particular clip, and I didn't take anything out. They went from Genesis chapter 4 straight to after the Nephilim and picked up about Genesis 6:6. Okay, that's where they picked up. Now, that tells you that the Bible is twisted. Well, not the Bible, but the show, the Bible, okay, in the beginning is twisted because Seth is mentioned. They initially left Seth out of chapter 5, leaving out that Cain wasn't in the genealogy of Adam. They did all this because you are to believe that he is Adam's son. You are not to get the connection that, wait a minute, it did say in Genesis 3:15 that the Father, the Most High, the creator of heaven and earth, that he was going to put enmity between two seeds. We got to leave this part out, that not just, we can't name two different lineages because that's two different seeds. So let's just go ahead, completely leave out Genesis chapter 5, although it talks about, before you get down to Genesis 6:6, Seth. Seth was born. You don't hear about the daughters till you get to Genesis 6. But it tells you that Cain went out to Nod and got him a wife. You see what I'm saying? You don't hear about the daughters not until Seth. That's chapter 5. Chapter 4, Cain had got him a wife. Why do you think that the Father says in the scriptures that I'm not a respecter of persons? But then you go to Genesis chapter 4, and he said he didn't have respect for Cain nor his offering. See, you're the world keeps putting it in our head. The Father's not a respecter of persons. Oh, the Father's not a respecter of persons. Yeah. What person is he talking about? He's talking about man. He ain't talking about mankind. Because when you get to the hybrids, which is your mankind of Genesis 1:26 and 27, the male and the female, we know that's what Cain went out there and got him a wife from. And when you got that one wife from them, they were hybrids with hybrids. It didn't matter, is what I'm telling you. This is just biblical truth, okay? And people get upset for this all the time, but it's in the Word. So when Cain killed the father's chosen vessel, which was Abel, that came from Adam and Eve, not that came from Eve and the serpent, but when the Eve and the serpent's child, that serpent seed, killed the father's holy lineage, beginning with Abel, he said that he didn't respect Cain nor his offering. He letting you know. Why is there a difference in the Bible? The Father says, I change not. Well, because he didn't change. He didn't have any, just like when you go to the Apocryphers and it talks about how the Father says that all the other nations are like spittle unto him. He's making a distinction. So when he says that Cain, he didn't have respect for Cain nor his offering, it's to let you know that that wasn't his. That was not what he put here. He formed Adam, the other who were made. Now, it's important that we understand this word formed and made, because a lot of what we're getting ready to get into today, especially dealing with that ark, you got to know the difference. That little words, but those little words say a lot. So we see that they pick up from Genesis 6, and what they have said so far in the movie, they jump straight to Genesis 6:6, and they said, I'm going to go to 5, Genesis 6:5. It says, and Yahuwah saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Remember, they will put the word man there, but a lot of times it should be mankind. Go look it up. The word man can mean man or mankind, but you got to know which word you should be using, because those people were left us to try us. Go to the book of Judges. The people were left to try us, all the other nations. Mankind was left to try us, and so were their deities. So were their gods. Okay? And our Father left them there to see if we would hearken to his word or theirs. Many people have hearkened to the ways of this world. When they bring them to the movie, the Bible, in the beginning, they can't see what has been done. Okay. So we look right here, and it says in verse 5, Yahuwah, the Most High, He saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. Okay? And repented Yahuwah that he had made man on the earth. And it grieved him at his heart. What man in Genesis 6 did the Father repent of making? He was made. Made. That would be Genesis chapter 1, day 6 creation. Not the ones that were formed, okay, that were placed into the garden. Not those. Not the lineage of Genesis chapter 5. Not the fathers. He tells you it repented him that he had made man on the earth. Who was made on the earth? Made, not formed from the dust of the ground, but made. Think. Now, it tells us that I want to go back a little bit. If you go to Genesis 6, family, it says it came to pass. This is what they left out the movie. This is what they did not show you before all this corruption took place on the earth. It says, and it came to pass when men began to multiply, or when mankind began to multiply on the face of the earth. All you got to do is go back to Genesis chapter 1, okay? Look where they're talking about the male and the female. They were told to multiply. So were all the other animals. But this particular mankind was told to multiply on the face of the earth. And these daughters were born unto them. It didn't say nothing about Seth's genealogy. It said these daughters were born unto them. That the sons of the Most High, these angels, not men, these angels, that these sons of the Most High saw the daughters of mankind, that they were fair. They were fitting extensions. And they took them wives of all they chose. And the Father said, Yahuwah, my Ruach shall not always strive with man. What man? Well, who had the Ruach in Genesis chapter 2? The breath of life blown into them to make them a living soul. Okay, you getting it? So this is why, family, they had to leave that out. They had to leave that out because it distinguishes too many things. It's just when we read it, we overlook it because that's not what we've been taught. So we're finding out that the spirited man, okay, not the mankind because they were not given the Ruach, but the spirited man, he said that his spirit, his Ruach, shall not always strive with that man, for that he also is flesh, okay? He was kicked out the garden. Now he is also flesh. Also, whatever was created out there already had a flesh body. The only difference between the bodies was those in the garden had a spiritual body. But now when they came out of the garden, you can go back to Adam and Eve to get that, the book of Adam and Eve that they took out. Get the understanding that they had to learn to eat. They were not eating, okay? They were not drinking. They weren't doing any of that. That's what the world teaches us. They were eating and drinking in the garden. No, they weren't. That little apple they want to show you, that's a lie too. It says fruit. You got to watch these words. You got to learn that although you have been taught this all your life, is it according to our Father's word? It is not, family. A lot of the things we've been taught, we got to push them aside, come as children to the Father's word and get understanding. And learn to love instruction if it's our Father's word. Learn to love instruction. So we see that when the Father says in verse 3 that his spirit will not always strive with man, for that he is flesh also, and yet his days will be 120 years. Now, I'm going to throw this out here because many people don't pick it up. If this is our history book, and the Father is talking about his Ruach shall not always strive with his chosen people, it says, for now he's also flesh. We were spiritual beings in that first earth age. But he says, yet his days shall be 120 years. It don't really say what Cain's lineage, how they live. It doesn't say that. Now, this was, of course, before the flood. Okay, we know that the people were living 900-something years, almost one day short from 1,000 years. They had some long lives. And even afterwards, they start dwindling down with the age. But they were living some long, extensive lives. It does not tell us the age that Cain's genealogy was living. Don't tell us that nowhere. So, when you get to verse 4, it says, there were giants in the earth in those days and also after that. So, it's letting us know that there was already, they put the word giants, and then they show you the Jolly Green Giant and Jack and the Beanstalk and all these ridiculous things in these mythology movies telling you it's mythology when no, it was all for real. But these were just hybrid. That's all they were right here, was hybrid. So when you're going to get to the understanding that these hybrids, it says there were giants in the earth in those days. The word giants, and it, you look it up in the Strong Concordance, you get the word Nephilim. But what it was talking about was hybrids. So I want to put this to give you a little understanding. I'm going to use the word hybrids, okay? It was a blending of something that was from the earthly realms with the spiritual realms, which is a hybrid, because the Father always told us, go back to Genesis 1, make this one after his kind, after his kind. Adam didn't have a helpmeet. Let's give him one after his kind. Let's take the DNA from Adam to make Eve, because she was after his kind. Okay, you getting it? Okay, so it tells us about these hybrids that were in the earth in those days, and also after that, letting you know that they didn't just go nowhere, they're still here. It says, and also after that, it says, when the sons of Yahuwah came unto the daughters of Genesis, day six, mankind, it says that these daughters, that they bear children to them. Okay, these sons of the Most High, these fallen angels, they bear children to the hybrid daughters of mankind. Now, these same children that they bear, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. Okay? And it tells us, if you go a little further, that Yahuwah saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the heart, his heart, was continually evil. You can get that from looking at the book of Noah. It tells you who had the evil heart. Family, our Father has always told us to be Kodesh, set apart. Go to the book of Judges. He didn't want us blending in with those people. Why? Because they were hybrids. He did not make them, put it like that. It tells you that throughout the Bible, people don't want to understand that. Well, fooey, we're going to go with the truth of the Father's word. So that's where the ending of the first part that I just gave you. It says, and Yahuwah saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the heart, of his heart, was continually evil. And it says, and it repented Yahuwah that he had made this man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. It says, and Yahuwah said, now this is something different. I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for repentant me that I have made them. Go back to Genesis chapter 1 and understand which ones did he want to destroy that he had made. Okay. And then, it says that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Most High. But we're going to go to that clip right now. I want to go there. I don't want to waste too much time talking. But we're at Genesis 6, and I know you guys have probably all read this before, so it should be easy for you to pick out the lies in this. Now, listen, this is going to be, let's see, let me get where I'm at here. Okay, this is part 3. This is going to get into, speaking of Shem, now keep in mind, they have already told you in the clip I just let you listen to, if you're following along, and all I did was take it in sequential order, okay? You heard about how it went from Genesis chapter 4 with Cain's genealogy, him building the city, getting him a wife, how the wickedness was on the earth. They skipped over 5 and 6, all the way up to Genesis 6.5 is where they pick up at. Now, this is the next scene. Now we're going to hear about Shem. You should be asking yourself, why is it they waited till after all of the talk about the giants or the hybrids, did they now bring in Shem? Why did they bring in Shem at that point when Shem was brought up in Genesis chapter 5? Actually, 4, then a 4. Take a listen, family, and then we're going to go over this stuff, okay? This is just very important things for you to understand. Here we go. This is 11 minutes and 13 seconds.
But the Lord had given Eve another son instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And Adam called his name Seth. And from Seth's seed, through the generations, was Noah born. And Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And there dwelt with Noah his sons, Shem, Japheth, and Ham. And his wife and his sons' wives also. And Noah was perfect. His generations. He was a just man and walked with God. Noah, hearken now to my voice and take heed, for now shall I tell thee the matter of my grief and of what thou shalt do. The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through man. And behold, I will bring a flood of waters upon the earth, to destroy all flesh, and everything that is in the earth shall die. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits. And the height of it 30 cubits. With thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons, and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation.
God's voice thou hast heard? For look, there is no cloud in the sky, not so much as would cover a bird.
The ark is not finished. The Lord waiteth upon our work.
Then if he waiteth, what need is there of haste? Shall we not do it little by little, and under cover of night?
What he demandeth, every hour of the day must know. In our obedience must be no delay.
Will you question your father's understanding? Or doubt his ways, you should be ashamed. Yet, when shall they be rid of the work? All things wait for this. The ground is unsown, and the house is unmended. Give me one of them to make the roof good, lest when the rain comes, the house will not keep it out.
But wife...
Our work is done. Shem! Ham! Japheth!
Noah. Come thou and all thy house into the ark. I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort, male and female, shalt thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. Two. Of every sort.
Them and bring them to safety. They are good beasts in their hearts. They will do no harm to you, nor to each other, for in them is the knowledge of the great waters that will fall upon the earth. And God hath chosen them above all others. There are more beasts yet to come. Japheth, help them find their way. Ham, Shem, load hay and grain. Wife, thou and the daughters, put oil into the lamps, and get thy house aboard the ark in order.
Chaff which the wind driveth away. The Lord hath taken hold of the ends of the earth and shaketh it.
The ark rested in the seventh month of the 17th day of the month upon the mountains of Ararat. Not again curse the ground for man's sake. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease, and the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token between me and the earth, and it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud, and I'll remember my covenant, which is between me and you, and every living creature of all flesh.
Okay, I think that's it. Yep, that's it. Okay, family. Now, I just let you listen to another little clip that was about 11 minutes long, and it went into Shem and the flood. See, now, I'm going to tell you now, we're probably going to have to break it off after we talk about this. Tomorrow, we're going to get into Nimrod, the Tower of Babel, and especially good old Abraham, because it is not like the Bible says. Okay, the depiction that they give you in this movie. Now, getting back on to talking about the flood scene, there's a lot of things that were wrong in this film, family. I don't know if you picked up on all of it. If you tried to follow along in your Bible, you probably got lost because they jumped around here as well. Okay, they jumped around in this particular excerpt taken from the Bible in the Beginning by John Huston, 1966. This was a movie classic. This is what taught our people the Bible. Many people learn from watching movies. And then they teach you a lie in the church. So during this flood scene, one of the things that I hope that you guys paid attention to in this particular clip, we had to go back a little bit. Remember I was telling you how they were talking about in the beginning of this clip, after the Genesis 6:5, then they go into talking about Shem. Well, if you go to Genesis chapter 4. Okay, go to Genesis chapter 4. You'll read, picking up at verse 25. Now, this is in chapter 4. Remember, they went from chapter 4, skipped 5, and then picked up at Genesis 6, 5, 6, 6, around there. But what you might have missed, and it's important that you have gotten this, Genesis chapter 4, verse 25 says, after you get the genealogy of Cain, and how he met his wife and his children and all this stuff with the harp and the organ spoken of in verse 21 of chapter 4, which Cain's children had these instruments. They learned the secrets of the ground. Okay, by the time you get to 25, it reads, excuse me, and Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son and called his name Seth. For Yahuwah, she said, hath appointed me another seed, another progeny, another child, instead of Abel. The Most High did this, whom Cain slew. Okay? This was a replacement because Abel was supposed to be in that genealogy. That's why when you get to chapter 5's genealogy beginning with Adam, Abel's not there. He was supposed to be there. Cain slew him. Go to the book of Judges, I think chapter 1, verse 12 or 14, somewhere around there, is going to tell you that Enoch is severed from Adam. Well, if you count backwards in chapter 5, you're going to see that, no, it's only six people from Enoch to Adam. One person is missing. They have Seth in there, but Adam had two other sons. So there's one son missing. That son was Abel. Why was Abel not put in there? Abel was not put in there because he was slain. The genealogy showed the live births of what was taking place, the progeny, the children. Okay, that's why they put Seth in there. But we know the opening still is for righteous Abel. Seth, before Genesis chapter 5 genealogy came out, he already had his lineage in Genesis chapter 4. He was of the serpent. Okay, so it says, and Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son and called his name Seth. For Yahuwah, she said, hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, who Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also there were born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of Yahuwah. From this point, it didn't come from Cain's genealogy. They never were calling upon our father. They had their father. They had their daddies, if you can understand the scriptures. So I wanted to show you guys that, because in the movie, we just let you guys listen to the clip. The beginning of it, it starts talking about Seth. But they had already talked about they didn't talk about it, but they had already overlooked chapter 5. They didn't read what I just read to you, and they picked up at Genesis 6:5. So why would they leave that out, family? Why would they leave that out? Well, you see, like I said, if you leave that out, when you start teaching that Cain wasn't in the genealogy because he had murdered his brother. You know, he was not of that serpent seed. There's not an actual serpent seed upon this earth today. You're lying. There was no sex in that garden. There wasn't another creation in Genesis chapter 1. Well, you believe the lie when you taught over and over their words, not the Father's. You've hearkened to a different gospel, a different doctrine. We're going to go more and more in depth about that different doctrine, and you're going to see it if you've never seen it before. Now, what I didn't mention, that last clip we listened to where it talked about how he said that there was wickedness upon the earth and they would not bury their dead. If you didn't pick up on that, I meant to mention that. We know that even when we read the book of Maccabees, which were in the 1611 King James Bible, Maccabees chapter 2, we read about, and I read so many books, I hope that's the right book I'm naming, but one of the things that were important, even in the scriptures, we were to bury our dead. Only when we were in chastisement, the Father talked about how we were not going to be able to bury our dead. But that was very important for our people. Well, what time you got to Cain's genealogy getting up on that earth, them hybrids, and they didn't even talk about the fallen angels, but there was more wickedness upon the earth with the hybrid seed, okay, blending in. It said something about that there was no covering the slain. They were not even burying them, okay? So you know that that is a trait of the Nephilim, the fallen ones, the hybrids. Those hints were given to us in this movie, but it's already spoken of in the scripture, if you understand who is who. So they went from Genesis chapter 4, skip 5, and now we're going to go over to 6. Very important that we go over to 6. Okay. When we go over to chapter 6, and I'm going to go there because I have mine on 7. I'm going to give you guys the link again because I've been talking for a while. I just want to make sure you guys are getting it. Okay. The link for Genesis 6, if you're at home, please open your Bibles up. If you're in Christianity or any other man-made religion, open up your Bibles and learn the truth. Now, all right, here we go. Genesis chapter 6. We're going to pick up about, let's see, Genesis chapter 6, after verse. Okay, let's go ahead and pick up. He is talking about in verse 8 of chapter 6. It says, "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Most High." These are the generations of Noah. Now they tell you, Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with the Father. Noah begat 3 sons. Who were the 3 sons? Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now it tells us the earth also was corrupt before the Most High, and the earth was filled with violence, and that's what you heard in that last clip. And it says, Yahuwah looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Well, what corrupted flesh? They didn't talk about where that corrupted flesh came from, but it went with the hybrids blending in. After they multiplied, they blended in with the angels. Okay? So this corruption, if you go read in the book of Enoch, it tells you how they were eating flesh, how they were drinking blood, how they were sinning against every animal, beast, reptile, bird, everything. They were just sinning. Okay? So the Father says in verse 13, "And Yahuwah said unto Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth." Now, I'm going to stop for a second. If you notice, when we played the clip of the Bible in the beginning, when the Most High started talking to Noah, how many times he had to call for Noah? I counted 3 times, family. 3 times he had to call for Noah. And if you watch the movie, the Bible in the beginning, you saw Noah tiptoeing around, old white man. Now, you know, and don't get mad when I say white man, because that's what he was in the movie, a white man. So they had Noah, this old crept up white man, you know, humbling around, just, you know, messing with stuff. And the Father says, "Noah," and Noah looks, and then he's scared, and he ignores the Father. Then he hobbles around to this area. The Father says, "Noah," He looks up again, and this time you have to watch it. It's crazy, but he tiptoes and hides behind the building. And the father says, no, a third time. And then he acts like he's scared of the father. The only people who were scared of our father was the other nations. We have a fear, but it's a reverence of our father. So when we get to verse 13 of Genesis 6, it says, and Yahuwah said unto Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Now all he does is, in verse 14, he says, and make thee an ark of gopher wood. It don't say nothing about the Most High calling Noah and he tiptoeing around being scared of our father. In a way, family, they're showing you disrespect in that film. That's not the true and accurate depiction of our people. But you're going to see this done somewhere else. The same thing Cain. If you watch the movie, the Bible in the beginning, where it had Cain in the field after he slayed Abel. The father had to call him three times. Why don't if you're the chosen people and you are dealing with the father, why he got to call you three times? Family's going to see the same thing done. I think they do that with Abraham, too, a little bit. But I just want you to pay attention to this stuff. So he's letting you know the violence was through them, okay? But he tells you that he's going to destroy the earth alone with this violence that's on the earth. And it's important that you get the difference. So it says that, these here I have seen are righteous, okay, in this generation. That brings you straight over, family, to 7. They skip back over to Genesis 7, and I believe that's verse 2. Now, then they go back to Genesis 6, and the reason why they had to, they named the three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And they named Noah, and they named the wife and all that. But then they go and they tell you that the ones that were righteous were all of them. All of them. Okay, all Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. They said these were righteous. Now, of course, the Bible says that just Noah was just. And I'm going to read that in a second. I don't want to go ahead of myself, but here's the important part. They start talking about, let me get down here a little bit. It starts talking about how to build the ark, okay? When you get down to verse 17, it reads, this is the Bible. This is, now, keep in mind what you just heard. It says, and behold, I do bring a flood of water upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven. And everything that is in the earth shall die. Well, we know who was told to get, who went in the earth, who hid himself in the earth. We already understand who that is. But it says, but with thee will I establish my covenant, speaking to Noah. And thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wives, and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shall you bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Now, keep in mind, it talks about two, but those were the unclean, because it'll talk about that a little bit. If you keep reading the Bible, it will speak of what was clean, what was unclean. The two of every flesh is all they showed you in the movie. They did not go into Genesis 7. I think that's in, I got to go look it up. But it's in Genesis 7, you hear about the seven of every kind. So all you heard in this movie, which is what they teach you with the little songs they used to have, the schoolhouse rock, and show you two animals going into the ark. You always heard about the negative side of everything, just like you heard just in this movie about Cain's genealogy. Didn't bring up Genesis chapter 5, which was the Most High through Adam, his genealogy. You didn't hear about that tree of life in the garden, but you heard about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in this film. It's like they're giving you a satanic message, but you're not picking up on it. When we all were dumbed down in this world of Christianity or man-made religion. So it says, and of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shall thou bring into the ark, and to keep them alive with thee, they shall be male and female. We know that that was out of chapter 1, the unclean, okay? It says the fowls after their kind, cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his own kind. Now, why did they have to say that? Two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. It said that they will come up to Noah. It didn't say Noah had to play no flute. Okay, first of all, it did not say Noah was playing a flute to get these animals to come to him. But what's interesting is they say after their kind. We know that through the Bible, the movie we have just watched, they show you Noah playing a flute. Okay, and he was getting the animals on the ark. We know that they skipped out Genesis 6 in the beginning where it talks about that these giants were upon the earth. And if you go to the book of Enoch, you get the understanding that they were sinning, these giants were sinning against all flesh, the animals too. So you might not have picked up on it, but there were other animals that were being created during this time. The two unclean animals, which the Father still wanted to make it across the flood, were what was created right along there with the beast of the field, the male and the female. Okay? Two of every kind. Every kind, after his own kind. It didn't say no hybrids that were from the animals, is what the Father originally made there. That was the ones that were already out there in the chapter 1 of Genesis. They weren't hybridized yet. It says two of every kind, after his kind. Okay? Those animals were not hybridized, but those were the ones that he wanted two of. They were still considered unclean, but those were the animals that the Father wanted. That's all the movie talks about. It does not talk about the seven cleaned animals. You go ahead and read Genesis and get that understanding. I'm not going to go find those verses for you, but when you read it, you're going to understand that when he brought the two on the ark, they were considered unclean. Okay, I want to go a little bit forward with this. Okay, so when you get to chapter 7, just go ahead and hit the bottom link that goes straight to chapter 7. Okay, oh, hold up. I got to go back. Remember I was mentioning that in the movie, they show you Noah taking this flute, and he's playing a flute, some kind of instrument, and he's kind of like what you see with the serpent in the when you look at those indie films, and they have like Aladdin and all that stuff. They show you the serpent in the basket, and you see this Gentile blowing a little flute, and he's bewitching the serpent, and the serpent's listening to them. That's what they showed you in the movie. Now, if you would like to know where they got that bit from, all you got to go back is to the book of Enoch, the 20th chapter. Here's what it says. After Cain had gone down to the land of dark soil, and I'm going to give you guys the link. I always like to give you guys the link. Very important I do this. Okay, in the chat line. Here, take this right here, family, and you can join me over. Okay, at the Forgotten Books of Eden. I'm sorry. I'm going through like four or five. I got seven screens up, I think. Anyhow, this is chapter 20. It says, ravishing music, strong drink, loosed among the sons of Cain. They donned colorful clothing. The children of Seth looked on with longing eyes. They revolted from wise counsel, and they descended the mountain unto the valley of iniquity. They cannot ascend the mountain again. Now, it's many things said in this one book of Enoch, okay, chapter 20. First of all, it tells you that they donned colorful clothes. They were drinking strong drinks. These were the sons of Cain, and they were playing ravishing music. If you looked at the clip, the Bible, it showed you that when Noah and his sons, they had on just plain clothes. But the colorful clothes, that it was crimson red, were of all the others that were out there. Of course, they were the hybrids, okay? That's one thing. But they tell you that in chapter 20 of the book of Enoch. But what it also tells you, remember, Noah was playing that instrument. You see, you're going to see the serpent put his little mark on everything. It says, after Cain had gone down to the land of dark soil, this is Cain, and his children had multiplied therein, the same ones that were multiplying that the angels took from family. There was one of them whose name was Genon, son of Lamech, the blind who slew Cain. We're not talking about Enoch, or Lamech, rather, of Adam's genealogy. We're talking about Lamech, Cain's genealogy. It says, but as to this Genon, Satan came into him in his childhood, and he made sundry trumpets and horns and stringed instruments, cymbals and psalteries and lyres and harps and flutes. And he played on them at all times and at every hour. And when he played on them, Satan came into them. So that from among them were heard beautiful and sweet sounds that ravished the heart. I tell you. You know, it amazes me. It amazes me. Even when you get down to the book of Daniel, where it talks about they were playing those music, one, the children of Israel, Daniel, and the children of Israel bowed to these idols. They would play that music. Come on, let's get for real with the game here. Let's put it forward to the table what was done. It says, then he gathered companies upon companies to play on them. He had all his children doing this, and when they played, it pleased well with the children of Cain, who inflamed themselves with sin amongst themselves and burnt as with fire, while Satan inflamed their hearts one with another and increased lust upon them. Woo! And it talks about Satan also taught Ginnon to bring strong drink out of corn. Hey, family, go read yourself. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm letting you know when it shows you in the film that Noah started playing this little flute and all the animals, like the serpent that comes out of the little basket, is amazed and he's hypnotizing them. He's bringing them onto the ark. I just wanted to share that with you guys. That's taken out of the book of Enoch, out of Sacred Text, chapter 20, okay? Good thing for you guys to read that on your own. Okay, now I want to jump to 7, chapter 7. This is all taken from that last clip I let you guys listen to. I don't know why my computer's going slow. Give me a second, family. Once again, family, for those of you who are joining us late, we are talking about, this is the third of the series, the Bible in the beginning. This is a John Huston movie, supposed to be biblical. It was created or produced in 1966. John Huston was the one who read the Bible to you. He was also the one who played Noah. Okay? It's interesting when you look at what's been done, family. All these things have been done. And I'm hoping that as you go through these movies, you understand what our Father's Word says. They don't say all what they're telling you, but this is what they've taught us. This is how they mind controlled us. This is how many of the people who are sitting in the churches don't want to hear about no serpent seed, let alone two different creations. That's why they believe that there was an apple eaten. Many of them do. If you ask on the street, just randomly pick them out. What was the fruit that Eve ate? Oh, she ate an apple. As a child, it was an apple. Ask how many boarded the ark as far as the animals. Only two? Oh, I think not. Let's go over, family, and I want to say that we have about 9 minutes left. 9 minutes left, family. So if you do want to switch over, when I finish speaking about what I want to go over in this, I'm going to cut the show short, like I said. Bring your questions now, family, to our question and answer time. Because I'm really hoping, last show we did, we didn't have very many callers, and we're reserving that time for our family members to ask questions. So if you want to still listen until the show gets cut off, if you're on the chat line, you need to switch over to 646-595-4111, and that way, if I'm still speaking, you can hear me, okay? And for those of you, in case I forget to do this, because we have like 8 minutes left, I want to thank each and every one of you for sharing the time to sojourn with us together as a Hebrew family. Those sojourners, thank you for coming with us. And let's get the truth of our Father's Word. Let's proclaim the truth of our Father's Word, where we dispel the evil and the lies that are keeping our people destroyed as a nation. So I want to thank each and every one of you and those who will not be joining us if the show proceeds much longer past the two-hour mark. Keeping the Father's Word. Very important. Always keeping the Father's Word. Study to show yourself approved, okay? Rightly dividing the Word. Don't take it out of context. And come to the Father as children when coming to learn the Word. Get your foot out of Christianity or any other man-made religion and get to the truth of the Father's Word, okay? This is not a racial matter. This is our Father's Word. I didn't say I hated Esau. The Father did. The world's just finding out who Esau is, and they're upset about it. But, hey, I didn't say that. You could read that in the Father's Word. So we're going to go on, family. I want to go on a little bit further with you. Now, when you go to Genesis 7, for those of you on the chat line, I'll go ahead and give you the link where I'm at. Again, in case you lost the last link, those at home, please go ahead and open up. Open up to Genesis chapter 7. Now, in this clip, let me get back to my little notes here because I was trying to write them down as they were talking. Okay, you remember it says something about these were the righteous ones. By the time you get to Genesis chapter 7, verse 1, it says, and that's where they picked up. They just talked about two of every animal after its kind. They talked about two. They didn't talk about seven. And they talked about bringing the people up on the ark, too. We let you listen to the screams and cries. One thing that was mentioned, I don't know if you guys caught this one at all, but it talked about where Noah's wife said, is that the sound of the wind? And Noah says to her, no, that's the chaff that the wind driveth away. Well, there's your wheat and tares. That's your wheat and tares it's speaking of right there. What was it that the father wanted to get rid of? He wanted to get rid of the giants, the Nephilim, the hybrids, okay, because they brought evil upon the earth. So when he talks about that that chaff that the wind drives away, they're talking about the tares, okay? Now, let's see. Another thing that really, I'm just trying to pick out of my notes. I got so many things I want to talk about. But did you understand when the sons of Noah, as well as the wife, she corrects the sons because the sons want to know. Now, this is all in the movie. This is not in the scriptures, but this is what they put in the movie. The sons want to know why they got to rush and make that doggone ark if the father isn't going to, Yahuwah's not going to bring the rain till the ark gets done. Okay? And as you saw while they were building the ark in the movie, if you've ever watched it, you got all the sons passed out sleeping while Noah's working. They cared not for the father's business. Okay? Noah had to call for his son many times. They were just sleeping. They had no care. Even they have the wife being very ignorant. She wants to go ahead and get her house prepared, and Noah looks at her and just basically shakes his head because, don't you understand, we're getting ready to get everything on this part of the earth destroyed. Why are you caring about trying to pitch your roof? It's going to be destroyed. So one of the things the wife tells her sons after they question their father, Noah, about what's the big rush on building the house, the wife says, are you going to question your father? Now, in the Bible, it's always said to our people, we're not questioning that person, that man. We're questioning Yahuwah. She didn't, you see, the film is what I'm trying to explain to you. They always leave our father out. If that was anybody, when you're reading the book, like when it comes to Sarah, when it comes to Rachel, they are dealing with the Most High as well. But Noah's wife in this movie, she tells her son, are you going to question your father? You know, she should have said, are you going to question Yahuwah? Get it? Okay, family, when you go to chapter 7 of Genesis, it says in verse 1, and Yahuwah said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. But the way they put it in the movie, they're putting all of the children, the wives, and everything as righteous. It never said that. It said Noah was just. And in verse 7, it's speaking to Noah. Noah, you come on in all your house. It says, for thee, still speaking to Noah, I have seen righteous before me in this generation. It was only Noah that the father pinpointed. It's not until you're going to get to later, knowing who that covenant was given to, which is Shem's genealogy, the call lineage of Noah's son. So if you go to verse 2 of Genesis 7, it says, of every clean beast. Remember, Genesis, we were in Genesis 6. It said, take two of every kind after its kind. It started talking about the things that were in Genesis chapter 1, the creeping things. That was all Genesis 1 that was made. Now we get over to Genesis chapter 7. They left this out. It reads, to Noah now, of every clean beast thou shalt take thee, that thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and the female, and the beasts that are not clean by two, the male and the female. Why do you have to leave that out? See, you're not supposed to know that these little words like clean and unclean, two and seven, made and formed, you're not supposed to get it. Man and mankind, you're not supposed to get that. You go multiply. It was never told to Adam and Eve to multiply. you're good. Well, yeah, good for what you were created for. You were never put into that garden. You're not going to be in the, you were not told to go into that, the land of Canaan, which was our promised land, but y'all got there. And then you go to the New Jerusalem coming. And that's related in other books as well as the land of milk and honey, which is like the Garden of Eden. But the only people going to be in there, it says no Gentiles will trot through that land. Right now it's trotting down with Gentiles left and right. It was only made for the called lineage, the father's seed, the ones that were formed from the dust of the ground, given the ruach, the breath of life. He says, I am the father of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. They don't tell you this, that there was two that were unclean and seven clean. Damn, I got 90 seconds left. I got 90 seconds left. Those of you who would like to come out and join us and continue. I'm not going to go much past this, but a little bit. I got more to say. Family, if you want to go ahead and join us on the call-in line, you need to click over right now. Oh, I think everybody clicked over. There's a lot of here. Ooh, thank you, family. I'm glad you guys are getting in and enjoying the word. Now, 646-595-4111. We have about a minute left. Go ahead and switch over. I'm trying to show you something. I'm trying to show you what they have done within your understanding if you're sitting in Christianity or any other man-made religion. The lies that they have told you. Why is it that people can't believe in the Bible? Because everything was just thrown together and threw out in your vision with inaccurate names of the people. They keep switching the people around. They keep taking Enoch and putting it with Cain. Go listen to what people are talking about right now. Lamech, they're going to put that with the chosen lineage, not with Cain's lineage. They keep switching the people. People are mistaking what's in Scripture. That's why we got to get to the Kenites. Because you're going to see the same thing done. With the images, it's all Caucasian. Not only that, but let's put that little satanic music. Let's get you mind control on many different levels. Let's go all out of the Bible. We're going to say this is a biblical show. So, family, I'm breaking this down in a way that I pray that you get understanding. Okay, shalom to those listeners who have just exited out the chat room. I'm going to close my chat room up so my computer does not stick on me right now. But anyhow, getting back to chapter 7. Now, you didn't hear about no seven animals. You didn't hear that these animals were clean. You did not hear that the two of every kind of animal that was spoken to get on that ark in that movie was unclean. You didn't hear none of that. Now, I'm going to go a little further. If you go to verse 4, it says, for yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the earth, the face of the earth. This is that Noah did according unto all that Yahuwah commanded him. He wasn't ducking and hiding. The father didn't have to call him 3 times. He going to hide behind a building all scared. That's what they show you in the movie. They take the word fear. People don't know that fear means reverence. It doesn't mean we're scared of our father. No, only the heathen are scared of our father. Okay? I hope y'all getting this stuff. I got to laugh. I just got to laugh because it's ridiculous what they have done. But we've all fallen for that lie. That's why it's ridiculous. But we knew it was prophesied to happen, family. Jeremiah 17:4. Father lets us know that he is going to discontinue us from our heritage. We can keep going on with it. I've talked about it many times. I'm not going to go back through it. Read your Bibles, get the understanding. If you don't have it, go through my archives and get it. Okay? Let's go on. So it tells you about how the there went in two and two unto Noah and to the ark. They came to Noah. It didn't say Noah was blowing no flute. It says the male and the female. Okay, that's bringing you right back to that generation of hybrids 1,000 years created before the formation of Adam in Genesis chapter 2 on the seventh Shabbat sanctified day, blessed day. Okay, letting you know. Are you listening? Okay, so then we heard about the rain that was going on during that clip. Okay, like I said, they had Japheth, Ham, and Shem in the movie. They showed you they were sleeping. They were not listening to their father, being disobedient sons. They were disobedient, and the wife, too, they showed you disobedient to when the father said, build that ark. They were questioning. That's what they do in the world. We never question our father, nor do we question our father. But the serpent seed world, they get mad when things don't go their right, want to curse our father. You know, it's just not the same thing, family. It says that, let me go down on my chapter 7 of Genesis. Okay, by the time you get down to it, was one part I want to read to you guys. I know a lot of people think, oh, she's making it up. No, go to 21. Verse 21 of chapter 7. It says, and all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beasts, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man. Okay, now I'm going to stop there. I hope you're listening. Hope you're paying attention. Then it says in verse 22, all in whose nostril was the breath of life of all that was in dry land died. Now, I believe this particular part I want to talk about is, I don't know if it's in the book of Enoch or the book of Jasher, but it tells you that the Father didn't bring the flood till all of his people died off. Okay? That's what it shows you in that book. Noah was the last left out of the generations of Adam. That's what it tells you in that book. But I think that many people, when they read it, and you see semicolons, you see periods, you see commas, we don't understand the time span. We don't understand that there's a break between who he's identifying. So when you get to verse 21, he's letting you know some. He says, and all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beasts. He's all genealogy of, or shall I say, Genesis chapter 1, made beings. It says, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man, or every mankind. Okay, hold up. I know you think I'm being funny, but this is the Bible. It says verse 22. Then it stops. Now, I just told you that at every man, they put semicolons here. Then it says, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, okay, of all that was in the dry land died. They're telling you two things. Let's go a little further so you really get it. Verse 23. And of every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, both mankind and cattle, both mankind hybrid and cattle, and hybrid cattle, and hybrid creeping things, and hybrid fowls of the air, and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth, and 150 days. Now, I say that, family, because when we read the Bible, just like in the beginning, chapter 1, we know that by the time you get to chapter 2, chapter 1 talks about the heaven and the earth. Chapter 2 talks about the heavens and the earth. You can't put the stuff together. You got to rightly divide the words. You got to understand what's going on. The Father had formed his creation. There was something else that was created by the angels, but yet it was good for what it was created for. Was it, when they use that word good, people think, oh, that means holy. No, it don't mean holy. Don't mean holy. But it was good. You can read all the way through the rest of the scriptures. The Father was calling the other nations basically heathens and Gentiles. Those were the hybrids that were known as the nations in the book of Judges chapter 2. But before that, they were the Nephilim as well as inhabitants of the land. Those still were outside of the Hebrew population known as Gentiles, these nations, okay, these hybrids that were there before as well as after the flood, okay? Two sets of hybrids, okay? Now, I got some more information on that, but I'm not going to bring it up today because it's not important for this particular study. It just talks about how this Jewish a so-called scholar, and a lot of the people in Christianity love using him. And they like to, it doesn't matter. But the whole point is, he lets you know there was two sets. There was another set of giants there. And, yeah, there was. There definitely was. They even spelled the names differently. But for the purpose of it, you know that what was formed from the dust of the ground was in the image of our Father. Okay. You know it was in the image of our Father. Those were the ones that died off the face of the earth. He destroyed the others. Okay, now, what else I want to talk about here? Okay, let me go on. Let me see. Okay, Now, I'm going to get into just a little bit. I want to get into Nimrod. Okay, I'm going to let you guys hear the clip. Okay, this is 6 minutes. This gets into speaking of Nimrod and Abel and Babel. That's the clip that's going to give you all three of those. You're going to hear it. If you didn't see it, you got to go view it. Okay, I'm going to just play the clip, but I'm telling you guys ahead of time. Tomorrow we're going to pick up with this clip and break it down according to scripture and see what they showed you in that movie. This is Nimrod going into the Tower of Babel and going into Abraham. Okay, here you go. Take a listen. It's only 6 minutes. Uh-oh.
And sons were born under the sons of Noah after the flood. And of them was the whole earth overspread. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. Now these are the generations of the sons of Noah. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, and the sons of Shem, Elam, and Ashur, Arphaxad, Mizraim, Aphut, and Canaan, and Cush. And Cush begat Nimrod. And Nimrod was king. And he set to build a tower that would soar like his pride. A tower that would reach unto heaven. And his people sang a song as they built the tower. Who can bend the bow of Nimrod? Or put strength into the arrow, like unto his strength. Nothing is too mighty for him to do. No power is greater than he is. He hath taken the earth and made it his own. He stores up the thunder and wears the lightning like a jewel. The glory of Nimrod shines beyond the sun. There is none greater than he in earth or heaven. And the Lord came down to see the tower which the children of men built. And he said, Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do.
My bow.
Let us go down and confound their language. May not understand one another's speech.
Stand your ground. Obey me. Make good what has been brought down. Am I not Nimrod? And my voice is your commandment.
Nay, sing yet, Atayeth.
What words are these?
Nay, di Atayeth so. Nay, di Atayeth so.
Babbling fool, madness is in his mouth.
Shamataka! Shakamita Vita!
Will you mock the tongue of your king? Shall the monkey gibber against me?
Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound their language and scattered them abroad upon on the face of all the earth. And the Lord waited 10 generations for a man called Abram to be born. He was born in Ur of the Chaldees. And when he had come of an age, the Lord said, Get thee out of the city, and out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, with Lot, his brother's son, and Sarai, his wife, whom he loved, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten. And they journeyed like strangers on the earth. Lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward, and eastward and westward, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever.
Shall we indeed inherit this country in peace? For the Canaanites go about the land.
The understanding of God is not our understanding. And what shall be brought about and how it shall be perfected is not in our power to know. Only in the promise of what shall come can we prosper.
Okay.
And in that trust have we pitched our tents.
Okay, I think that's it. Yeah, that's it. I just want you guys to hear that. That's where we will be picking up tomorrow. I would advise everybody to begin at chapter 9. They really start off in 10, but understand that there was a lot more done after Noah and his three sons exited the ark. And many people believe, and that's what they show you in the film, that there was a covenant. They show you the rainbow and everything, that it was made. The covenant that the Father had was made with everybody, the Gentiles too, because we know that it was only Noah and his three sons and their wives, as far as the people there, that replenished the earth. But everybody's trying to figure out, where these Gentiles come in? Well, duh, if you keep reading in Genesis 9, which we're going to go over tomorrow, and I'm not going to go in great detail because I talked about it already, but when you understand that only one was called and one was given the covenant, that was Shem. Shem was all three of them were dark skinned. They were all people of color. Ham was is what people look today in the world we see today. That'd be your African, your Egyptian. Now what you see in the land right now, that's your Canaanites. Okay, but get the understanding. It was only given to the Hebrew. It was only given to Shem. But when they told you that these are the righteous, in the end of the film, the last film that I let you, the excerpt I let you listen to, you believe that all of them are righteous. No, not all of them. And just Canaan, they didn't even bring up what Canaan did to put the curse on Ham's genealogy of Canaan. They didn't tell you what Ham did, where he saw his father's nakedness, meaning that he slept with his father's wife. And the curse was not put on Ham, it was put on Canaan. Okay, but they do talk about the Canaanite here. It's just that they live out very important details to the story, to our history, to where when they tell their story, their version of our Father's word, a different gospel, you believe a lie. You can't put two and two together. You think that all three of Noah's sons were Hebrews. No, they were not. There was only one call. That's what made him a Hebrew. The Father was in him, dwelt in him. And that was Shem. That was in Noah and Shem. Go to the New Testament in the book of Matthew as well as in the book of Luke and look at the genealogy. You're not going to hear about Ham in that genealogy, nor are you going to hear about Japheth in that genealogy. So they didn't want to go with what that covenant really said and who it was said for. They don't go there. if you really read it for what it says, is not what you think. Now, if you notice in that little clip, I'm just going to say this too, the genealogy they really pushed forward was the wicked genealogy, okay, which went through Ham, okay? If you, I know people get mad at that one, but it's the truth. We know that Japheth was overtaken and usurped, and so was the, as well as you can see in Egypt today, that's not the true people in the land. Those are your Canaanites. That's why when we did the show, the Hyksos, the Egyptians, and the Hebrews, we had to point that out in the scripture. When Joseph stayed there, he wasn't under the same Pharaoh that he stayed, that Moses was under. That was a changing of hands. That was usurping. There was warring going on. Okay, but yet no, these were the Gentiles, the Japheth, as well as Ham. Doesn't say they were Hebrews. You're not going to find it in the scriptures. And the Father was only giving his covenant to his people. He said he changed not. So we're going to go over these lies, and I'm going to let you hear some things that should give you understanding. I don't want to give it away, but it'll give you understanding why certain things were done in the movie. And what was the purpose of these things being done in the movie? Why did they put this in the movie? They're telling you that this is the Bible in the beginning. They're reading the Bible from Genesis, starting Genesis chapter 1. So if they're going to make this film, it has to align with the Bible. But this does not. Not what they have given you. And this is what our people have learned in churches, in their non-denominational church houses and assemblies. This is what they've learned. Our people are falling for the lie. They wonder why Satan deceives the whole world. Well, family, just understand what has been done to our Father's word and to the book. Get the understanding of who you are and who these other nations are. If these other nations don't want to perish, they got a simple, very simple. They better turn from their wicked ways and get underneath the understanding and teachings of the truth of the word, which is only to be taught by true Israel. I'm not talking about the land of Israel. I'm not talking about the Jewish serpents. I'm not talking about Christianity's every Gentile in the nation want to tell you. So I'm talking about the people according to the Father's word. Get to the truth, because he told you those nations would be there to try you. That's what the Father left them there for. So you can't have any of these other nations trying to teach the Father's word. It ain't going to happen if you want to get to the truth and be set free. Okay? So with that said, family, I'm going to let everybody go. I thank everyone for joining me tonight, and I hope that, you know, this is a little bit more to the puzzle, which if ever you watch this at home with your family members, you know, friends, invite them over. Put that movie in there. Tell them to open up their Bibles. See if they can follow along. They're going to get a surprise. And then explain the truth to them according to our Father's word. Okay, we put that out there so that our family will be have ammunition, you know, to be able to, you know, deal with the lies of this world. This is just another tool used, and we're going to use what they put a lie in. We're going to use their media system and their movies and bring forth the Father's truth. Well, with that, family, tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to have the next part. Okay, I want to thank everyone for joining us. Family, those who are members of the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible website, if you are being fed, we ask that you help support the truth of the Father's word. Okay, we're already into June. I think I only got two donations. Come on now, family. We got bills to pay, okay? We got to keep the word going. I just got the phone bill paid right before the show because I was scared we weren't going to have a show tonight. I'm going to tell you guys like it is, because the Father's word says that if someone is working like an ox or whatever, don't they deserve to eat, okay? When Yahushua told the people to go out there, he said, his disciples said, don't take nothing. Why do you tell them not to take anything? Because the family members who they were feeding the truth to was supposed to help support. Okay, I have to be able to come to you. I cannot come to you if I cannot keep an internet going or keep phone on or keep electricity to have a computer to give to you. So I ask, if you're getting fed, if you want to continue with the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, that you please give as the Most High has given to you. Everything that is given to you is just something the Father has given you and blessed you with to see what you're going to do with. Are you going to enrich what he's given you, or are you going to hide underneath the bed? And that's what it's about. So I'm going to leave you guys with this song, and join me tomorrow. We're going to look at a little bit more into this. I think you guys will all be very pleased. Shalom, family.
Here we go again, Israel. A lot of Israelites
hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I the Lord have spoken it, and performed it, saith the Lord.
Israel, he took me out of darkness and put me in his marvelous light. And if you could relate to that, this song's for you.
Every time I think about all he's done, how he changed my life and made it so much better, I'm just in awe. It's so amazing, yeah, yeah. Many times I was down on my knees crying, looking for the answer, but I couldn't find it at all, yeah. But he always came on time and made it right. He's so
I'm just a
In the last days, Israel shall rise again as a mighty nation. Gentile peoples shall serve her. Zion shall be established. Finally, they shall dwell in celestial splendor. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob, and will yet choose Israel, and set them in their own land. And the strangers shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids, and they shall take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve, that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, How hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased. And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gates shall be open continually, they shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Those nations shall be utterly wasted. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despised thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. But Zion said, The Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will lift up mine hand to the Gentiles, and set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. And kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face toward the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. For they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. And I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood as with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. But they shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Therefore, fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel. For lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations whither I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee. But I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. For thus saith the Lord, Thy bruise is incurable, and thy wound is grievous. There is none to plead thy cause that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicines. All thy lovers have forgotten thee. They seek thee not, for I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. Because thy sins were increased, I have done these things unto thee. Therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. Therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. Behold, I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt no more drink it again. But I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee, which have said to thy soul, Bow down, that we may go over. And thou hast laid thy body as the ground and as the street to them that went over. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be said, The Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands whither he had driven them. And I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, Ye are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, Ye are the sons of the living God. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him.
to witness old Jerusalem. Most likely it would be a culture shock, far from Babylon. Mystery Babylon, compared to our native land, it would be similar to a hooker hooked on heroin. Incomparable its beauty and taste, the land that flowed with milk and honey, I dream of that place. And the fruit I would love to taste, what a shame our people just threw it away. The olive garden had nothing on our gardens, no pesticides to genetically modify olives, huh? It was indeed a beautiful society before the Romans, no taxes on our properties, no pollutions but incense blown in the breeze. Find me with my brothers catching fish in the Galilee. Fish in the Galilee. Me and my brothers catching fish in the Galilee. I will praise y'all and enjoy well water free of fluoride. No need for purification mechanisms when my throat's dry. Consume every meal with no fear of E. coli. Food is tampered with, you can still give a try. Can't count on my fingers how many people die for not eating right. When your body shut down, it's gonna be a long night. They fill you up with medication without the education. Y'all's laws taught our whole nation. And who's teaching America? You can get a watermelon without the seed, sir. See, back in the land where we from, you could plant a vineyard and later give a stranger some. Jerusalem, every day was a Thanksgiving. Y'all gave to us a lot, who are you kidding? Our nation was something to behold until we lost our minds and Gentiles gained control. Now we here in Babylon, eating on Cinnabons. If you seen Abraham, you probably envy him. If you saw King David, you might run from him. Why don't you see yourself as one of them? She have high cheeks, oh, now I guess she's Indian. Sometimes Israelites can be their own little villain. Lying to their children. December 25th, lying to your children. Now back to the title of this song called Jerusalem. Back then, we were noble people. No tail-bearing, backbiting, a true brother's keeper. You wouldn't catch Yohanan smoking grass. He ate honey and locusts, and I bet he had a stash. Yeah, smoking that grass. Killing all your brain cells, forgetting all your past. Give me some wine, and I bet I make it last. Breaking some bread with my brothers on the path. Doing what's good, cause I fear the aftermath. Living for Yah, so I don't drink of his wrath. And it's all good, cause I know he'll have my back. Psalm 91, I know that Yah have my back. Gotta stay the course. Focus on Jerusalem, forget about this whore. Gotta